Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso, and I am the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million humans just like you how to flourish by 2025. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each and every day. If that sounds like something you could use a little bit more of, let's get started.
Greetings, beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. In case you missed the last episode, I highly recommend you venture back and listen to episode number 82, which is part one of my two-part series entitled What a Real Eight-Year Business Journey Looks Like. This week, we pick up where we left off, which is the year that was 2019. And it felt honestly like the year that accelerated my dreams. I was invited to Singularity U in Silicon Valley after pitching my speaking to them to join their faculty and become a speaker at their San Francisco-based global conference. Another opportunity to speak in front of a huge audience. That same year, I took my son at age 8 for a few weeks trekking through Nepal up to Annapurna Base Camp, completing 120 kilometers in 6 days through some of the most magical natural landscape I'd ever seen. I was invited into the first cohort of the Antler Accelerator and got paid to take my adaptability work and turn it into a scalable piece of technology. I then dropped out 5 weeks into that accelerator program, which was paid, as I mentioned, because I realized I wanted a human business, not a SaaS business, software as a service, which is what they called it in the startup world. I landed a publishing deal to write my first book off the back of a 2-page pitch. I kicked off a collaboration with Deakin University to further validate the work and the research that I had cultivated in teaching people how to adapt with intention and bring meaning to the forefront of the decisions they made in their life and in their work. And to finish off the year, I landed my dream speaking gig at Atlassian, their global conference in Vegas. They had been a target client on my list for years, and like magic, it just happened. And then 2020 arrived. Where does one begin to talk about 2020? How about New Year's Day, when I jumped out of a plane with my beloved and used it as a metaphor to free fall into whatever 2020 threw up? And man, did 2020 throw up what felt like some serious shit. 3 days after I wrote the final words on my first book and submitted it into the publisher, we went into lockdown. It felt like as if overnight my dream business that I had spent years creating had blown up. Atlassian in Vegas was cancelled, and every client piece of work booked thereafter was also removed from my diary. I had nothing. After 6 months of trying to work out what the hell next, I rebranded my business to hackinghappy.co and published my first book, Hacking Happiness, when every bookstore in Melbourne was closed, along with all the airports. I did all I knew how, which was to look at how I launch a book in a world that's locked down through a different lens. And so I decided to run an online Hacking Happiness retreat in collaboration with Lululemon amidst lockdown number, God knows what it was. It turned out, no surprises, I was not the only person that was locked down, and we had over 800 people from around the world join that online Hacking Happiness retreat to launch my book with me. It felt like a win. On the side, I'd also quietly sold the rights to turn my book Hacking Happiness into a TV series, which felt a little surreal. Then via a random LinkedIn message, the Harvard Business Review reached out and asked me to write an article on happiness for them. After a seriously rigorous 3-month process of back and forth, just before year end, my work was published by the Harvard Business Review. This was the universe gifting me another thing that I never imagined possible. It felt really damn good, and it provided another confidence boost to continue my work and my research into intentional adaptability and how I could use it to empower people to make change they longed for. 2021 came quickly and slowly off the back of a year of lockdowns. I longed for human connection, so between lockdowns, I managed to realize a life goal and complete my yoga teacher training. I then went on to teach yoga in lockdown for friends, clients, random ladies I met in the park, and even for my gym for free, just so that I could feel more connected. I was into year 2 of homeschooling my beautiful son, Saxon, trying to keep him and myself mentally well and active in the longest lockdown city in the world. I craved what I took for granted from all those live experiences in large rooms filled with energy back in 2019. Speaking to a screen every day felt like it was sucking my soul out. In a world where human connection was slowly being asphyxiated, I needed something to fill my cup in a different way. So I decided at the age of 46 to go back to university and become a psychologist. Another life dream I would never have created the space for back in 2019. It seriously became one of the greatest gifts of 2 years in lockdown. 2022 was the year I truly took my own medicine and adapted with intention.
Hey there, thought I would just press pause for a moment and ask you. Do you lay in bed at night wondering, is this it? How much is enough? And what the hell am I walking into tomorrow? Do you then wake exhausted, no matter how much sleep you've had? Do you feel like you're operating in robot mode, like nobody's getting the best of you? And perhaps you keep telling yourself, when it's all done, then I'll make time for me. But the reality is, it's never all done, and all you keep doing is moving yourself and your dreams to the bottom of your to-do list. Perhaps you long to feel more present with the people that you love, more connected to meaningful work, and just a little more calm in each day. If this sounds like you, I want you to imagine. Imagine how it would feel to bounce out of bed with the clarity, the courage, and the confidence to live each day in alignment with the life that you've longed for. If you're ready to shift from existing to living, reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, presence, and meaning into each day, Flourish Forward Coaching was created for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com and book a free clarity call with me today. Now back to the podcast.
I invested heavily in a business coach to help me work out what else could be possible. Shortly after, the TV show concept was binned due to a lack of interest in a COVID budget-cutting world. I started to get serious about lifting weights to show myself mentally and physically that I am so much stronger than I think. I caught COVID for the first time and was laid up in bed for a few weeks. The old immune system being compromised by Crohn's disease means that if I don't take the rest, it takes me a while to get better. I got serious about channeling my psychology studies and my years of enabling change in large groups into the expansion of professional women wanting to shift from existing to living. I launched a one-on-one and a group coaching program with a great response, and delivering coaching became a real joy. Coaching expanded out my portfolio approach to how I work and provided greater clarity on how I love to design and allow my weeks to roll, which looks a little something like this, just to give you the vibe of what a portfolio career can look like. I spend my weeks growing my brain and my understanding of what it means to be human through psychology studies. I speak and workshop with global audiences on how to reignite their spark in a burnt out world. I coach amazing women who are wholeheartedly committed to making a shift towards their dreams. I write content that speaks to the pain that my clients feel and how they can make a shift towards greater meaning, presence, and calm. I make meaningful connections via social media that then translate into the real world. And I evolve my research and experimentation in the realm of intentional adaptability as a means to help others to make change that is meaningful. 2022 also delivered 16 psychology papers. Yes, 16. Of which I soon realized through experimentation could be rebranded into white papers or even sold as programs. So with every paper I wrote, I looked at where it was relevant to my work so that I could translate it into meaningful and impactful content for my tribe. This approach further solidified my growing expertise and delivered a new revenue stream. I started dancing online in 2022 and creating reels. Two things, if you had have said to me back in my corporate days I would have done, I would have said you were freaking nuts. I would have worried back then what people would think of me and that it might devalue my personal brand. Ugh, how did I become so beige? Anyhow, that was a while ago now. The response to me being crazy online was magical. It seemed to make people smile, so I kept on doing it, and the more I did it, the more fun it became. The final kicker for 2022 was a trip to Mexico upon an invitation to speak at Inkmity, a huge conference for entrepreneurs. It was an honor and another milestone to speak on the same stage of peers I had long admired, like Jay Shetty and James Clear of Atomic Habits. When I look back at 2022 in my journey, the pain of 2 years in lockdown was almost worth it. It left me telling myself, again, I need to dream bigger. So I want to just take pause for a moment and ask you, if your life is your story, how are you choosing to write the next chapter? If you're still with me on my 8-year business journey or story, my next chapter starts in the year that is now, the year that is 2023. I'm choosing to call this chapter expansion. I started the year taking a month off because that's why I created this business in the first place, so that I could spend quality time with the ones I love. My research into intentional adaptability has just been published in the American Consulting Psychology Journal. More of that in a future podcast, as it's something I'm extremely proud of, as it has the potential to change how we teach people how to adapt so that they can lead more flourishing lives. I'm running my very first luxury transformation retreat in Noosa in August. I'm a fully booked coach. I'm expanding my group coaching program off the back of its success. I'm heading back to Mexico to speak again in October. I wake each day and tell myself I am capable of so much more than I realize, and who knows what else is possible off the back of the last 8 years. I am quite literally living my best life. And for that, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening today, and for just being a part of this story, of my story. Your support moves me closer to realizing my dream of teaching 10 million women by 2025 how to flourish on their terms. So to celebrate and say thank you to you, I want to bring you further into this wild and wondrous journey by extending an invitation to you to attend my upcoming free hands-on workshop, 3 Steps to Create the Space to Reignite Your Spark. It's taking place on Thursday, the 30th of March, 2023, and I'm going to drop the link in show notes for you to grab your spot. Places are limited, so be quick. Thank you. Thank you for creating the space for me to share what it really looks like to invest in flourishing on your terms, to invest in creating and shaping a life you love in all its realness, in all its rawness, and in the knowing that there is no linear path to this place we aspire to be. It requires persistence, consistency, showing up and playing a damn long game. But hell, my friends, it is so worth it. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans like you to lead wholehearted and happy lives. If you enjoyed your experience today, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something in this particular episode that resonated, feel free to take a screenshot and share your perspectives on social media. Tag me in via Instagram on hackinghappy.co, or you'll find me on LinkedIn, Penny Lacasso. If you have a friend that you feel needs to hear the message in today's podcast, why not drop them a note and share the link from this episode? Until next time, my friend, happiness looks good on you.